Governor Andrew Cuomo tried to change the subject with two economic development appearances in the aftermath of a political endorsement that has shaken up the Capitol. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo promised the Working Families Party that he would fight to take the Senate away from a coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats and give it to the mainstream Democrats. In a video he sent to the party's convention, he condemned the state's GOP.
This is about ultra-conservatives in the Republican Party trying to force their agenda. As they have done in Washington, they now want to do in New York.
Cuomo also vowed to work for a slate of progressive issues like abortion rights and raising the minimum wage. That was on Saturday. By Wednesday, the governor was back on the moderate to conservative topics of economic development and how to reduce taxes and regulations on businesses.
The governor of the great state, Andrew Cuomo. Thank you.
Cuomo made appearances in Rochester and Buffalo. He announced that some high-tech companies have agreed to sign up for a tax-free program for new or expanding businesses in struggling upstate cities. Cuomo was joined by Republican Senator Joe Roebuck, and he gave him a warm welcome.
Joe Roebuck, who's a great senator and a good friend. Let's give him a round of applause.
Senator Roebuck returned the compliments.
This would not have happened without the governor, but what's extraordinary about it to me is he not only viewed, but he listened to people from upstate New York and then took all that together and made the vision a reality. And it's hard. I can make my bad joke. A Democrat, no taxes? I didn't know that was possible.
Afterward, the governor was asked by reporters about his Working Families pledge to oust the GOP from the Senate. He seemed to see no contradiction when he boasted of his good working relationship with Republicans and said he doesn't want to change that.
The lack of partisanship in Albany is something that I'm very proud of. And Democrats, Republicans, we're New Yorkers first. And that's how I govern. And that's what's turning this state around. And I'm not going back.
Cuomo, referring to the party conventions in general as political silly season, says his remarks advocating the election of more Democrats should not come as a surprise or be seen as controversial.
You had a Democratic convention and you have Democrats saying they're going to support Democrats. I don't think that's ultimately shocking news for anyone.
Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos is taking the governor's pledge to get rid of the GOP more seriously. He says he doesn't think there will be agreement on any major issues in the legislative session because of the breach.
We always continue discussions, but I would say that most of the more controversial things will be brought up next year.
The Working Families Party had no comment. Green Party candidate for governor Howie Hawkins stopped in Albany as part of a statewide swing. He says the Working Families Party is no longer in a position to criticize the governor.
After Working Families gave him the nomination, they gave him all the power. They don't have any leverage till after the election.
Hawkins says the continued unrest, though, by some on the left over Cuomo's reelection could mean that he will get more votes than expected. He says he thinks it's not aiming too high to expect double digits as the percentage of New Yorkers who ultimately vote for an alternative progressive candidate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.